Each Wednesday night, the clanging of pots and pans can be heard in many quarters across Canada's second largest city, Montreal. Known as casseroles, these street marches were inspired by protests during Argentina's economic collapse and have become a global symbol of the Canadian fight against austerity. The casseroles were sparked by North America's longest student strike against tuition fee hikes and an emergency law aimed at quelling protests. Twenty-eight-year-old Jerome Sharawi, an IT consultant at a Montreal college, saw the casseroles as an opportunity to talk with his neighbors about Quebec's social crisis. In May, he and some friends planned the first neighborhood assembly in the working-class Francophone student district where he lives. I sit with him at a picnic table behind the Church-Turned Community Center where the assemblies are held.
And immediately I saw that it was a very interesting way forward for the movement. And that intuition, I think, has been verified not once or twice, but really every time we've had meetings of the assembly, because people are coming out every time. People are not in the students who are not in unionized jobs, who are just informed about what's going on and they want to get involved. What's happening is that the energy that was put into banging pots and pans every evening is sort of driving other sorts of resistance. And I think that's what we're seeing in the autonomous popular assemblies.
Sharawi got the idea for the assembly after reading online about a similar meeting across town. Gatherings like this are now taking place in 15 communities. Kevin Sutton was at the first assembly, which he says was a community response to police and state repression.
You know, you could sense there was this feeling that people were looking for some way to get communities involved in a deeper fashion. In our neighborhood, actually, there were two groups that did a call out for a neighborhood assembly, and the slogan was, "Strike is made up of students, but the struggle is popular."
Sharawi is no longer a student himself, but he got his political schooling as a computer science student at college 8 years ago. After attending private school in the suburbs as a child, he moved to the city and has lived in Hochelaga, in Montreal's East End, for the past 5 years.
Where I went in Cégep Saint-Laurent, the Student Association had a long history of organizing general assemblies frequently, of consulting their members as much as possible. At the beginning, when I became aware of this manner basically of doing politics, initially I was very interested in this way of talking to people and being able to take collective decisions. It didn't take long for me to get involved on the student association's boards itself. Basically they convinced me that the student association had not only an interesting way of doing politics but also had interesting goals, interesting political ideas in terms of free education, for instance, in terms of direct democracy. Didn't take long for me to find these ideas appealing. Through that, I became more politicized.
Later, Sharawi joined the board of a left-wing syndicalist student union representing tens of thousands of students across Quebec during a student strike in 2005. There he learned how to organize participatory assemblies for students. Today, this model is being recast in the neighborhood setting. Inside this Hochelaga Community Center, the third assembly is underway. 70 residents of all ages debate and vote on a statement of principles. Sharawi sits on the logistics committee, but never misses a chance to contribute his thoughts on all issues. At the front of the hall, he gives his vision of direct democracy, an ideal taken from the student movement.
I think more and more people are viewing the fact that democracy is reduced to the ballot box every 4 years. That, I think, is more and more in question today in Quebec society. And I think we have also to thank the student movement for highlighting this issue, because how the student movement itself is organized in a fashion that promotes direct democracy with a system of delegates, with a Congress that decides only after General Assemblies have been consulted. I think the fact that the student movement has been mostly organized that way so far, of course, it's influencing on how perspectives outside the student movement in the same context are structured.
For DW, I'm Carmel Wolfson in Montreal.